The Jaguars weren't very good in 2010, but as always, they were up for the Colts and ready to play them. The game went back and forth. The Colts struck first when Joseph Addai scored on the opening drive, but David Garrard called his own number, and the quarterback tied it at 7 on the very next drive. Maurice Jones-Drew and Mercedes Lewis added touchdowns of their own, but so did Dallas Clark, and Addai added his second. The game was tied at 21 when Garrard took possession in his own 43 with just over 7 to go. 9 plays, 57 yards later, he found Jones-Drew on a swing pass to give the Jags a 28-21 advantage. The only problem? There was just over 2 minutes left, and Peyton Manning was perhaps the best two-minute quarterback in NFL history. He took the Colts the length of the field in less than 90 seconds and tied the game with a short pass of his own. The only problem for the Colts? Manning left too much time on the clock for Garrard. On 1st and 10, at their own 37, with just 14 seconds to play, Garrard connected with Tyquan Underwood for 22 yards, and then the Jags decided to take a swing.
59 yards out, a franchise best, a personal best. The snap replacement, the kick up on the way. Scobie's got plenty of distance.
He crushed it.
And he got it from 59 yards away for the win! Oh, boy! Oh, yeah!
Scobie nailed his third career game-winning field goal against those Colts and set the franchise record with a 59-yarder and left the crowd in a frenzy.
That was huge. I just said, give me to the 40, we'll be good. So. Hey, great win.